someone on Yudav Talmud Aleph, just going back to the case, so we can, who put four poles in the four corners of his field, of his keren, and he put a vine on top of the poles, or on the side of the poles, we don't know where he put the vine, and they were matir him legabi kilai. Rish Lakish said that they were matir for Shabbos also. And Rabbi Yochanan said only for kilayim they were matir, but not for Shabbos. Okay, and the Gemara said, if it's talking about Tzuras HaPesach Minatzad, they didn't put the vine over the poles, but on the side of the poles, then how could it possibly be okay? Rav Chisda said a Tzuras HaPesach that you made on the side and not on top is nothing. So it couldn't be good even for kilayim. Well, it must be that the vine went on top of the poles. And then, how's it talking? If it's talking within 10 amas, so how could Rabbi Yochanan say that Shabbos is not okay? A regular Tzuras HaPesach, 10 amas or less, is for sure okay. Right? Elamai, it must be that it was what's it called? Tzuras says Elamai must be more than 10 amas. Tzuras says no, it was talking 10 amas, and it was Minatzad, and the machlokas was between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan whether Tzuras HaPesach Minatzad on Shabbos is okay or not. That was the machlokas. On Kilayim is for sure good. And Pashas, you have to say, and that's what some of the Achronim say, that I think the Keren Ora, that you see from here that a Tzuras HaPesach min Atzad is really a good mechitza mi'ikar adin. Just on Shabbos they were machmer, because if it wouldn't be a good mechitza, it couldn't be good for kilayim either. Okay. The Rabbi Mor says, so it comes out that the way we're learning now, Rabbi Yochanan holds a Tzuras HaPesach min Atzad for Shabbos is no good, and Rish Lakish holds that a Tzuras HaPesach min Atzad for Shabbos is okay. Not like Rav Chisda. Now it says, "V'romid Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, V'romid Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish." We'll bring a contradiction to what Rabbi Yochanan supposedly said over here, and a contradiction to what Rish Lakish said from their own things. Here we have a stira from Rabbi Yochanan on Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish on Rish Lakish. Dom Rish Lakish mishum Rabbi Yehuda Reb Chanina. Rish Lakish said the name of Rabbi Yehuda Reb Chanina. Peya muteres linin kilay avalo l'shabbos. Peya, Rashi says, Klias hazmora hamesucha mikundus lechavero, the dugmas of peya nochris, like a wig. So it's talking about, mamish, this case, where you put a zmora, either on top or on the side of a, what's it called, of a pole. It's okay for kalayim, but not for Shabbos. That's what Rish Lakish says. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, ke mechitzas l'Shabbos, delokach mechitzas l'kilayim. Ke mechitzas l'Shabbos delokach mechitzas l'kilayim delok. No, just like it's not okay for Shabbos, not okay for Kilayim either. Okay? So now we have what's it called a stira. Because here, Reish Lakish said it's only good for Kilayim and not for Shabbos, and before he said it's good for Kilayim and Shabbos. Okay? And Rabbi Yochanan also, it's a stira. Because Rabbi Yochanan said at least for Kilayim it's good. Here he said it's not good for anything. So Bishlam is the Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish Lokash, Yohadi Dei Hadarabi. Reish Lakish is not such a problem, because Reish Lakish didn't say this in his own name. He said this second halach in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Reb Chanina. So possibly Reish Lakish himself holds that it's good for Kilayim and Shabbos, but his Rebbe held that it was good only for Kilayim and not for Shabbos. And therefore he reported what Rabbi Yehuda Reb Chanina said. He doesn't hold like that. He held that it was good for both. Elad Rabbi Yochanan Brochen Kasha. Rabbi Yochanan, there he said it's good, and he said it both are said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan himself, Rabbi Yochanan Omar. So there Rabbi Yochanan said that it's good at least for Kilayim, and here Rabbi Yochanan says even for Kilayim it's no good. So Iyamris Bishlama Hosam Al Gaban Hocham Minatzad. So if you say that the case over there is talking where the Zemora goes on top, that's where Rabbi Yochanan said it's good for Kilayim, but not for Shabbos. And Rish Lakish said it's good for both, right? And over here, Hacham min Hatzad Shapir. And over here, it's talking where it's going on the side. And the side, Rabbi Yochanan holds, not good for anything. And Rish Lakish holds it's at least good for Kilayim. So, I Amras, Idi V'Idi min Hatzad, Ma'ikala Meimber. If you hold both of them are min Hatzad, then with the case before is talking where it's min Hatzad, and they're arguing Rav Chisda. But everybody holds that within Eser Amos, what's it called? It's for sure good. Right? Where it says, La'olam Idi V'Idi min Hatzad. Both cases are talking where it's not on top. Hasam be'eser, hachal be'osam be'eser. And one is talking where it's 10 amas or less. That's where Rabbi Yochanan said it's good for kilayim. And Reish Lakish said it's good for both. Right? But the problem, that's where it's 10 or less amas. And there, what's it called? Even min hatzad, not like Rav Chisda. Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish hold is good for something, right? At least for kilayim. And Rish Lakish says even for Shabbos. Chacham Yosef Me'aser. But more than 10 amas, everybody holds that if it's min hatzad, what's it called? Not everybody. If it's min hatzad and more than 10 amas, then Rish Lakish hold is only good for kilayim. And Rav Yochanan holds so it's good for nothing. Where do we see a source that min hatzad, like what Rav Chisda said, that min hatzad is no good for anything, but there's a possibility that up till 10 amas min hatzad should be good, and more than 10 amas everybody holds no good. Where do we find there's a difference between more than 10 amas or less than 10 amas by Tzuras HaPesach min hatzad? The Omer Le Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. Lokacha Yemaisa, Shaholach Rabbi Yeshua, Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Luma Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, wasn't there a Maisa that Rabbi Yeshua, wasn't it this way? Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri to learn Torah. Afal pi shebaki behilchus kilayim, even though he himself was a baki in hilchus kilayim, and he went to learn from Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Umatzo Shiyoshe Ben Huaylanos, he found he was sitting between the trees and learning hilchus kilayim. And he put a vine between the trees. And the Rabbi Yochanan ben Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, "What if if Gifonim would be over here? Would it be okay or not?" Mahu lizroa kan, right on the other side of this wire of this vine, would you be allowed to plant tvua? Okay, if the Gefonim were here, what would be to make this a mechitza? Is this a good Tzuras HaPesach or not? That's what he was asking. Amar lo be'esrim, what would be also me'esr also? Up till 10 amas is okay, and if Mashma was over there min hatzad, right? And more than 10 amas wouldn't be okay, even for kilayim. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. More than 10, that was Rabbi Yochanan before, is more than 10 amas min hatzad is no good for anything. And what's it called? That's this case. And the case before was up till 10 amas was good at least for kilayim, according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, "Mayaskin ilay malgabon yosem yeser asa." If it was on top, even more than 10 amas is okay. So here we see that we hold that what's it called? The Gemara holds that a Tzuras HaPesach more than 10 amas on top is okay. Not like we had before that yeser meyeser amas, like what's it called? Like Rabbi Yehuda said, his girsa in the Mishnah. Right, like not Rav Yehuda, like Rav said before, right? That you should learn the Mishnah. Yeser me'eser amos is no good, even with Tzuras HaPesach, regular Tzuras HaPesach. Now the Gemara says clearly not like that. And that's why we see that was what we spoke about yesterday, whether a Tzuras HaPesach more than 10 amos is good or not good. And here it's mashma that the Gemara holds it's good. That's a quote. That's why it's machlokas haposkim, whether it's we pass it's good or it's not good. Okay, in any case, so if it's on top, everybody holds okay, even yeser me'esram. Elala minatzad, must be talking with a Tzuras HaPesach is minatzad. There's a difference between more than 10 amas and less than 10 amas. The kamer le be'esr mutu yosem yeser aser, shmaminoa, so you see there's a difference. And there Rabbi Yochanan himself said that more than eser amas, minatzad, is what's it called, is no good for anything. And Reish Lakish would hold it's good, still for kilai, right? And he would hold not this Maisa. Now that we said that, Tosa says, we don't need to answer. Rish Lakish didn't hold of this first halacha, and it was his name of his Rebbe. But now we can explain both of them the same way. They're arguing in a case where it's 10 amas or less, and they're arguing in a case where it's 10 amas or more. Where it's 10 amas or less, right, or 10 amas or more is on the top, everybody holds it's good. Where it's 10 amas or less, and it's on the side, there Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's what's it called good for good for kilayim but not good for Shabbos, and Rish Lakish holds that it's good for both. Where it's more than 10 amas, there Rabbi Yochanan holds good for nothing and it's minatzad, and Rish Lakish holds it's good for kilayim even more than 10 amas. That comes out of the way the machlokas is. Okay, and since we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rish Lakish, so we come out that Tzuras HaPesach on top is good for anything, even more than 10 amas. Tzuras HaPesach min hatzad, less than 10 amas, is good for kilayim, but not for Shabbos. And the Tzuras HaPesach min hatzad, more than 10 amas, is good for nothing. Okay. Hadarabe, Rashi, Hach Basrais and Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina Omra, the Leilo Svirale. There's no Svir in Rish Lakish. One Rish Lakish said the name of his Rebbe, he doesn't hold like that. And the other one, he said in his own name, and that's what he holds. See, Amos Bishloma Kamais Al Gaba Mishum Hachi Shari Le In Kilai. Ube Yosem Mi Eser. Di Be Eser Lo Motsi Le Meimer. No, he can't be a Machlokis by Eser. It has to be Yosem Eser. Di Be Eser Lo Motsi Le Meimer. Avalo Le Shabbos. You can't say by more than 10 that it's not good for Shabbos. And he holds like Rav. Ah, so what's it called? And it's talking where it's more than Esser, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan holds. What's it called? That's why it's good for Kilayim, but it wouldn't be good for Shabbos. That's what we're saying in the Havamina, right? That more than 10, would like Rav, wouldn't be good for Shabbos. We're going to have Charata for that. And we're not saying where the Shani Lombi Kilayim, Bein Esser Liyosa, Mi Esser Minatzad. Right? How do you know there's a difference? By Kilayim. Between Esser and Yosem, Esser, right? Afal Shabakis is Meister, Rabbi Yeshua, Behilchus Kilayim, Shalom Yenu Dovrezai. Even though Rabbi Yeshua himself was a Baki in Hilchus Kilayim, he went to Rav, who was it? He went to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri to ask him a Shaila. Okay, from Rashi is Mashma. That in the end, Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Tzuras HaPesach on top, more than 10, is not good, like Rav. That when it's on top, it's more than 10, it's no good, what's it called? It's only good for Kilayim, more than 10, on top. But for Shabbos, not. Okay, but the Pasha Sasugi is not like that. Pasha Sasugi is that once we say it's going min atzad, we take on that on top is good even more than 10 amos. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Gufa. Amar Rav Chisda, Tzuras HaPesach Shoso min atzad lo osav lo klo. Rav Chisda holds that a Tzuras HaPesach min atzad is nothing. No good no matter what. Not like Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The Amar Rav Chisda, Tzuras HaPesach Shomru, and Rav Chisda said other halachas for Tzuras HaPesach. The Tzuras HaPesach, Tzricha Shetei Bria Kedei Lahamid Badelis. It has to be something, the lechi has to be strong enough to hold up a door. Vafilu Delis Shel Kashim, even a straw door. It doesn't have to be that, but it has to be able to hold something. Now, the idea is, there's a Trumas Hadeshim that says, lechi doesn't have to be self-standing. You could put some plaster, right, cement on a wall, sticking out a little bit, and that's enough for a Tzuras HaPesach. It doesn't have to be, we don't hold it has to be any thickness. A lechi of a Tzuras HaPesach surely doesn't have to be any thickness. It could be a mashahu, right? Same thing on the top can be a thread, right? As long as it can hold in Ruach Metzuyah, you will see. And the thing on the side can be any thickness at all, and even, what's it called, even a little bit of plaster on the, as long as it sticks out. It can't be paint that's just color that you can't notice any thickness. But it can be some plaster. Now the chara, the what's it called, the plaster can't hold up a door by itself. It only can hold up a door because it's stuck onto the wall. That's good enough. Even if the lechi can only hold up a door because it's stuck to something else, right, it gives it, what's it called, some kind of sturdy ma'amad, that's good enough. So that's halacha-wise. You can make a Tzuras HaPesach by putting plaster on a wall, plaster on the other wall, put a thread over the plaster, and that's fine. But it can't be.
Putting hinges in the plaster and putting a door on the hinges, on the lefty.
It's talking about, right, that you could. You don't have to put a door. It just has to be strong enough to have some kind of door connected to it. So over here, if you put something on the plaster, and the plaster will hold up the door because it's connected to the wall, that's good enough. Omresh Lakish Mishum Vatsi Rashi. Where did we skip something here? Okay. Omresh Lakish Mishum Rabiane. Tzuras HaPesach Tzricha Heker Tzir. My Heker Tzir. Omravavya Avsika. Avkisa. Tzuras HaPesach needs, it doesn't need a door, but it needs to be able to put up a door. You need also a hole in the ground to put the what's it called? The not a hinge. The thing that the door revolves around, right? The peg that goes into the ground that lets the door, the hinge, door hinge, I guess, door hinge. Rashi, Avkisa. No, Rashi, where is this? Kanim Dor Kanim. Ah, yeah. It's what's it called? Hayusham Kanim Hadokranim. You had what's it called? Spikes that were what's it called? Sharp at the end, right? Stuck them in the ground. Staves, yes, like a spike. Also a peyam milmala, and you put a vine over the top. Afilu biyosu miyeser mutar. Even more than 10 amos is okay. That's for sure for kilai. Elala minatzad must be that's talking minatzad. The ka'amar lo beeser mutar yosu miyeser also shmamina. We see that what's it called? Only up till 10, even by kilayim is okay minatzad, but more than 10 minatzad is not good for kilayim. And more than 10 on top is good for kilayim. We don't know what it would be for Shabbos, but from Rashi's mashma that it could be, it wouldn't be good for Shabbos, like Rav said. But otherwise the sugya's mashma that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan argue, and that on the top everybody holds that more than 10 is good even for Shabbos. Okay. Avkisa, kedei lahamid. No, Konim Hadokran Rashi. Mishufim Kedekir. Yosid Hanatsus Bekarka. A stave, a spike that's put into the ground that's sharp on one end so you can stick it into the ground. Kedei Lahamid Bodelis Kolshu. Any amount of a door. Bafili Yochel Lahamid Bodelis Shul Kashim. Even a door just made out of straw. The Daya, Kashim Shul Shibolim. Kashim is, what's it called? The leftover from the grain. The straw. There has to be a hole in the ground under the Tzuras HaPesach where you could conceivably put a door with a hinge that goes into the, it's not a hinge, it's a whatever it's called, something goes into the hole and revolves on that peg. It has to be fit for a door. It has to be fit in strength and also fit in the fact that there's a hole underneath. So Ashkechinu, Rav Acha Bered Rav Avya, the Talmidei de Rav Ashi, Rav Acha Bar Rav Avya, one second, Rav Acha Bar Avya, okay. So that's what Rav Avya said. So Rav Acha Bar Avya found the Talmidei Rav Ashi. Omer Lahu, Omer Mar Midi Betzuras HaPesach, right? So they asked, did Rav Ashi say any chidushim when it comes to Tzuras HaPesach? Right? They were gathering up halachas about Tzuras HaPesach. So why did Rav Ashi say anything? Omer Lei Lo Omer Velo Klu. No, he didn't have any special chidushim when it comes to Tzuras HaPesach. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is, did Rav Ashi say anything about Heker Tzir? Did he say anything about this, that you need a hole underneath the Tzuras HaPesach to conceivably be able to put a door there that it should be able to revolve? And the answer was, he holds you don't need anything. You don't need a Heker Tzir. So according to that way of learning, then the halacha is you don't need a heker tzir, and that's the ma'isa of the halacha. According to the other way of learning, we only have Rav Avya who says you need a heker tzir. So the halacha is you do need it. But the ma'isa of the halacha is most Rishonim learn the other way, that Rav Ashi said you don't need anything, and that's halacha. Halacha is you don't need a heker tzir by a Tzuras HaPesach. You just need it that it should be strong enough to hold up a door even of straw. Tana, Rashi, Tana Tzuras HaPesach Shomru Konamikan Al Gabeyim. A Tzuras HaPesach is two side posts and a post over the top. Pashas, we don't hold it. Rav Chisda, the post has to be over the top. Not on the side, for Shabbos at least. Tzrichim Liga or ain't Tzrichim Liga. Now the post, the thing on the top, does it have to touch the two side posts? Or can it be suspended above them? And Pashas, because we say good asik, right, that once the lechis are 10 tvachim high, it's as if they extend ad hashamayim, and therefore they imaginary wise reach the top post no matter where it is. Okay. Rav Nachman Omer ain't tzrichin liga, Rav Sheshet Omer tzrichin liga. Rav Nachman said they don't have to touch, and Rav Sheshet says they do have to touch. Also, now, what's it called? Good asik, you have to know, the halach is it doesn't have to touch. So if you have a lechi like this, and you have a wire all the way up, so it's okay, because this is considered to go straight up or whatever. But some people sometimes make a mistake is that they think good asik works on an angle. In other words, where do we use this? You want to make an Eruv, and you don't want to put up a special wire. There's a wire already up, but it's minatzad. It comes out of the middle of a telephone pole, okay, a light pole. So you don't want to put a board that goes all the way up to the top of the light pole, to the wire, right? It's you want to put one that's 10 tefachim high on the bottom. And you want it, this considered, to go up, all the way up to the where the wire is on the telephone pole. So sometimes telephone poles are, what's it called, are at an angle. So we need another lechi here. Here's the pole. This is the telephone pole. This is the lechi. So you put the lechi like this, and here's the wire, better like this. Yeah, this pole is what's it called, is leaning, okay? The wire comes out from here, okay? Now, if you put the lechi on a slant also, okay, then if you consider it going up on a slant, it'll go the same slant as the, what's it called, as the pole, and it'll hit the wire. But it doesn't work like that. Skudasik works at a 90-degree angle. So at some point of this thing, it goes up 9 degrees. That means that it hits the pole in the middle, and it won't ever hit the wire. The wire is beyond the lechi, right? Unless it's very wide. Unless the lechi is very wide. And it comes out to where, because this goes up straight like this. And it's just going to hit the, what's it called, the pole. It's not going to hit the wire at all, right? If the lechi is very wide, it comes out over here. Then if it goes straight up, it'll hit the wire at some point when it goes off the pole. So you always have to measure the gudasik on a 90-degree angle, not on a slant.
But irrespective of gudasik, can the lechi be at an angle?
Yeah, the lechi can be, we'll see, the lechi can be at an angle up to a certain point. We'll see, we'll get to that. Okay, so what's it called? So that's machlokus, whether it has to touch or not. Also, Rav Nachman, v'ovet uvde reish galusa kishmaisei. Rav Nachman did a maisa that doesn't have to touch. He made a lechi that was 10 tefachim high, but it didn't reach up to the top beam or cross wire or whatever, and he said it was good. So Amar Leiv Sheshes, the Shamei Rav Gada Zil Shlof Shadinu. He said Rav Sheshes held that it was no good. Right? That's the machlokas here. Rav Nachman said it doesn't have to touch, and Rav Sheshes said it does. So Rav Sheshes saw this lechi that they made, and he saw that it doesn't reach the top thing. So he told his shamus, Rav Gada, take it down. Right? It's not good. So he went, also Shalav Shadino. So Rav Gada went, and he did what Rav Sheshes told him. He took down the lechi. Ashkechu, Devei Reish Galusa, Chavshu. So the Devei Reish Galusa, they make the Erev for them. It was their Erev. And he took down their Erev. So they put him in prison. What's it called? For vandalism. We're taking down the lechi for it. And they thought he did it on his own. So also Rav Sheshes, come above, Omerle, Goda Pukta. So he went to the gates of the Reish Galusa, and he said, Rav Goda, get out of prison. Meaning, I'm the one who sent him. Right? He didn't do it on his own. He didn't do it with vandalism. He did it because I told him it's not good. No, fuck the Osa. So they let him out. Because they realized that he didn't do it to destroy their Erev on himself. Rav Sheshes told him to do it, and he held it wasn't okay. But Rav Nachman held it was okay. So Ashkechei Rav Sheshes, the Rabbah Bar Shmuel, Omer Le, Tani Mar Midi B'tzuras HaPesach. So Rav Sheshes found Rabbah Bar Shmuel, and he asked him, did you say any Chedushim when it came to Tzuras HaPesach? Omer Le, in. Yeah, I'll tell you Chedush. Tanina, Kippa, Rav Meir Mechayev Mezuzah, the Chachomim Potrim. A what's it called? A doorway that has a dome. A what? An arch. An arch. So Rav Meir says it's chayiv a mezuzah, and the Chacham holds potter for mezuzah. The shavin shem yesh baragleo asora shehi chayeves. If there's 10 tefachim high before it starts to arch, and there's 4 tefachim opening all the way up for 10 tefachim, then it's chayiv mezuzah. We'll see in a second exactly what it's talking about. Amar Abaya, Hakol Modim in Gavo Asora, the Ein Barak Lecha Shlosha, right? If, what's it called? It's 10 Tvachim high, and there's not 4 Tvachim, 3 Tvachim up, Inomi Yesh Barak Lecha Shlosha, the Ein Gavo Asora, or it's what's it called? There's 4 Tvachim wide, up to what's it called, past 3 Tvachim, but it's not 10 Tvachim high. Velo klub. Then so you don't need any mezuzah. It's not a Pesach. Ki plige, where's the machlokas? The yesh barag leho gimel. There's three tfachim. What's it called? Up. That there's four tfachim. The gavo asara, and it's ten tfachim high. The ein rechava arba, but it's not four tfachim wide. What's it called? Past the three tfachim. Yesh ba lachuk lashnim arba, but you can, there's enough space that if you hollowed it out a little bit more, you could make it four tfachim wide. Reb Meir sover chokim lahashlin. Reb Meir says we consider it as if it's hollowed out, that it's chipped away. For Rabbanan Savri ain't chokim lahashlin. Rabbanan Hol, you don't say that. You don't imagine that it's hollowed out, even though there's space to hollow it out. And if it's less than four tfachim wide, it's no good. Omer le imashkachas lahu lo tema lahu lebe reish kalus lo mide mehonas nisa the kippah. Because from here we see that it doesn't have to be mamish on top. It could be what's it called, where the straight thing is higher than the konim. We'll see in 1 second how we learn that. Let's see Rashi first, and then we'll see what it's talking about. Kippa, shar ha'asi kippa. It's a doorway that's made with an arch. Okay, if you look at the picture. It's easier to picture. There it is. 90, 91, 92, 93. Look at the picture first, and we'll go through Rashi. Here's the case where everybody holds you need a mezuzah. Look at the top, it's four tfachim. Okay? Is four tfachim is four of those boxes. So, from the bottom till ten tfachim is four tfachim wide. It has to be four tfachim wide to be a door. If there's not four tfachim, and it has to be ten tfachim high. So if from the floor till ten tfachim is four tfachim wide, it doesn't start getting narrower. The arch doesn't start. It doesn't start arching until higher than ten tfachim. Okay? So then, this is a doorway, and now the top is not the arch, because that's, curve. This is the way many Rishonim learn. This is the way we're going to learn. It's the easiest way, right? The arch is not good. So what makes the top part? The straight part above the arch. Above the arch, you see, you can... The little piece above the arch is straight. Yeah? So that part is considered the top over these things, over these side posts. Even though there's what in the middle, right? There's brick in the middle. That doesn't make a difference. So you see from here that that this top, everybody holds, this top is considered over these side posts, the straight part. Okay, not the arch part. The arch part, you'd have a Tzuras HaPesach with the top part, just a string that was arched over, according to this, wouldn't be good. What you'd need is something straight. But if that straight thing was above that string, then that's good, because Lamaisa, that straight part is above these things too. Okay, so that's ultimately the Raya, according to this way of learning, that the top part doesn't have to be directly over the side post. Because here it's not directly over the side post. Okay.
So if there were just stones piled up making an arch with nothing...
Right, just a chut. Right, then according to this it wouldn't be good. The top part has to be straight, not curved. Right, but here...
The top of the wall itself has to be a straight line.
Right, there has to be enough, there, that there's something straight above that. Right. So that case everybody holds weak. Okay. How about over here? Here where the... from the first three... The first three tfachim, it already starts to arch. That's in picture number 91. There's not three tfachim up that, even though it's 10 amas high, but there's not three tfachim up, 10 tfachim high, there's not three tfachim where it's four tfachim wide. Okay? You see, it starts to go in a little bit before it gets to the three tfachim. That's because three tfachim is considered lavud. So if you don't have three tfachim, at least, open, four tfachim wide, it's like that's closed up. Right? Those first three tfachim are like they're closed. Memela, it doesn't make a difference if it's ten tfachim, if it's seven tfachim after that, right? You don't have four tfachim within the first three tefachim. And that's already considered like it's on the ground. So it's no good. You don't have 10 tefachim high, because three of those tefachim are closed off because they're less than four tefachim wide. So they're not a door. So that's also no good. Or it's what's it called? It's four tefachim, three tefachim up, like the next case, but it's not 10 tefachim high. The arch is lower than 10 tefachim. The open part is lower than 10 tefachim. That's for sure not good. You don't consider to start chipping away imaginary to make it 10 tefachim. Now, it has to be 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. The only problem is that after 10 tefachim, where the top is, it's not 4 tefachim wide. Then, as a machlokas, do you consider it chipped away imaginary, or you don't consider it chipped away imaginary? Okay, that's the last case, where it's 10 tefachim high, okay, and it's what's it called, 4 tefachim at least at the bottom, first 3 tefachim is at least 4 tefachim, then it starts to get narrower, right, and it's 10 tefachim high altogether, then do we say we chip away to make that rectangle, or we don't say that, right, do we consider it chipped away, or we don't consider it, since there's place to chip it away. Okay. If there wouldn't be anything to chip away, just be a string that was like that, it wouldn't be good. Now, if you had a wire that was the shape of this opening, there wouldn't be a wall there, just a wire, then it wouldn't be good. That's for sure no good. Because it's not 4 tefachim wide up to 10 tefachim. But if you have a place to chip away, that's a machlokas. Do you say chokikim lahashlam? You don't say chokikim lahashlam. See Rashi now? Hakol moldim. Kippa. Shar ha'asika kippa. A door that's made like a an arch. V'chachomim potrim, b'pnei shalamala b'igul hu meitzer, v'eino rochav arba'a. Because as it starts to arch, it's less than 4 tefachim wide. And a door has to be 4 tefachim wide at least to be considered a door. Less than 4 tefachim is not a door. V'ein pesach p'chusa midalad rochav. There's no such thing as a pesach less than 4 tefachim wide. V'shovim shemesh b'ragleh asorah. Gova, kodim shiaschel agel. If it goes 10 tefachim up without arching, and there's 4 tefachim, that whole 10 tefachim, right? Chayevus, everybody holds your chayev. Doha yesh ba asara gova, barocha varba. It's a door. It's 4 tefachim wide for a, what's it called, 10 tefachim height. Vafilu kol ha'igol sosum, nisher shom shir pesach kosher. And even if the whole top part is what's it called, is closed up after that, doesn't make a difference. Right? Whatever on top is the top, is the top part. Alma ain't srichim liga. Doha ichshira the pesach biragleha hi, the ha'igul mafsik ben tikroha elyona le mezuzah. Tani chayevus, that's a Rashi mark. And the part that's curved over is not going to be good. You can't have a tzuris of pesach with a curved wire on top. Elamite, above that, is solid. That solid part forms some kind of straight, what's it called, top. That straight top, even though it's separated by the curved part from the side post, that's good enough. Abaye lefrushe fluxayu asa lishnachrina v'omer Abaye garsinam lepirish d'Abaye alfinu den srichon liga. Either Abaye came to explain this, or Abaye, what's it called, said himself. Hakom moving gavo asora ve'im bragles shloshed loklum. Everybody agrees that if it's 10 tefachim high, but it's not 4 tefachim, at least the first 3 tefachim, that's nothing. T'chol b'otzer m'shlosha gova aris michtehi. Less than 3 tefachim is like it's on the ground. V'ein sham mipesach zeklum shi'arocha varba. Nothing then is 4 tefachim wide. Because the first 3 tefachim are not 4 tefachim wide. So the whole thing is nothing. Inami, yesh b'ragleha gova shlosha, even if the first 3 tefachim are 4 tefachim wide. Ustam ragleha rochav dalit. And the ain gova sora, but it's not 10 tefachim high. It doesn't extend 10 tefachim high, the opening. The lo klum, that's also nothing. The chol pachos mea sora lo klum, v'la pesachu. A pesach has to have at least 4 tefachim width and 10 tefachim height. Ki pligid yesh bragleh shlosha, it has 4 tefachim wide within the first 3 tefachim. The nofik mitoris aris michta, so now it's not considered ground, it's considered an opening at that point. The hechsher pesach arba rochav, the gova asar, and has 10 tefachim high. Right, im ha'igol, if you count the open part is 10 tefachim. So you have open part 10 tefachim. The first 3 tefachim are at least 4, and then it starts to arch. So now the question is, but from the place it starts to arch, it's not 4 tefachim. Why? Then yesh balachuk, but if a list or ha'igol, but you can chip away at the arched part and extend it. There's wall there to extend it. Ularchivo l'arba, and you can make it 4 tefachim. Below nefilas rosh ha'igol, and it won't fall down. In other words, you'll be able to chip it out, and it'll be able to be then straight. Shahabinyan arich l'kan l'kan. The ein habinyan kolam mikan mikan l'midas hashar. But it's not a thin thing that there's no place to thin out, like the second picture in Rashi over here. Chokikin lahashlim, hoel uvigova shlosha, yesh heksha rocha pesa, roin shivo ha'elyonim, ki'ilu hein chakukim. We look at the top 7 as if they're chipped out, right, hollowed out, and now there's 4 by 10. V'nirchovin l'midas haraglayim. Now that we can equal them to the 4 at the bottom, and then it would be okay. That's what Meir says, and the Rabbanan hold ain chokikim lahashlim. So it would come out from this Rashi at least that a tzuras haPesach that's curved and not straight wouldn't be good. The only reason it's good over here is because, but also from Rashi you see that the tzuras haPesach, let's say you're using this lechi again, right, on a telephone pole, and sometimes they have these electric boxes on the telephone pole that separate between where the lechi was and where the wire is. That's all shed. You see from here. Doesn't make a difference. Something's in the middle. Because the agurasik extends as if it would go past that thing too. So even though that thing is in the middle, because here's the same thing. The agurasik of the side goes past that facade of the thing, and the top part is considered the lechi. According to everybody, we don't need chokim lahashlim. Where it's 4 by 10, except that the top part is round. Everybody holds okay because you consider the part above it to be the lechi al gabeyim, the kon al gabeyim. Others hold not like that. The Rambam and the Ritva hold. The Rambam and Ritva hold that it has to be straight till asar tefachim, and it can't start to arch at all. You need a full 10 tefachim good. And the only reason chokim lahashlim is to take away the curved part. Right? Rashi seems to hold that even if it arches before that, the chokim lahashlim, as long as it's opened, right, you can, and it's 10, you can be chokik lahashlim according to the Meir. The Chazon Ish says that even the round part is considered okay. You can have a tzuras haPesach where the top is round. And he learns a different way in the Gemara of what the raya was that the kon al gabeim is okay. And, right. The Rambam, Zonish holds in the Rambam. In the Rambam, a curved kon al gabeim would be good. According to Rashi, it's not good. How the Rambam learns the raya over here, right, is not for this year.